Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 11, and up towards 30th, we have seen Arjuna's description of what he is seeing. And we have discussed so many times in the last few weeks, what he has seen is the everything that he can perceive in this world, all coming together as one. This plurality which is separated from each other, now he sees there as one singularity. He also sees all the divine beings which he has just heard of in his Vedic training or from the cultural training. He sees all of them, the Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all of them into this one entity. But he also sees that all these beings are rushing towards the mouth of that supreme being and getting dissolved into that, getting disappearing into it. And he comes to this realization that the analogies come to his mind is just as the river water is rushing towards the ocean, it like intuitively, it is inherent nature, not that somebody is propelling it, somebody is forcing it. By its inherent nature, the river water runs from the mountain tops through the plains to the ocean. Also, he sees that just as the moth instinctively rushes towards its death into the flame, river rushes towards the ocean, loses its identity. Mighty river like Ganges or Yamuna or even Potomac or James, once it disappears into the ocean, there is no identity of the river of its own. It just becomes part of the ocean. It seemed that the true nature of the river and the moth. So he sees that all the beings are without any hesitation. They're rushing towards the mouth of this great being and disappearing into it. And then he sees that this great being is seemingly enjoying this act of all these beings disappearing into his mouth. Some get stuck. He makes sure that nobody is left out. When we do some task and we are so happy about it, that we are so proud of that, in the end we try to inspect and say, is there anything left out? Well, that's basically equivalent to leaking what's going into his mouth. So he makes sure that all these beings are getting dissolved into his own being. And now Arjuna says, I don't understand any of this. Akhyahi meko bhavan ugra rupaha. Tell me, O being with a very fierce form, namostute devavara prasida. If you want to ask somebody, who are you, and that person is not smaller than you are, you better be a little respectful first. So he does ask and say, I want to know who you are. Tell me. But namostute devavara prasida. You are the supreme lord. So I bow down to you and have mercy on me. Because I don't understand. I am not capable of understanding who you are. And vignatum ichhami bhavantam adyam. I have completely and clearly recognized that you are the Adi being. You are the original being. All beings are nothing but the manifestation of you. They come from you, they go into you. But you are that original. Bhavantam adyam. You are that original being. Vignatum ichhami, I want to know. Which is in normal term we say, I want to know God. I know He is the Supreme Being. At least from my childhood religious training, I understood that He controls this world. I want to know Him. So you say, Vignatum ichhami, bhavantam adyam. Even after having this global vision, the cosmic vision, our intellect is not capable of understanding it. Nahi prajanami tava pravrityam. Also, I have no idea why you are doing this activity, which I see right now. Now, isn't that something we ask all the time? I don't know why Bhagavan does this thing. Why there is tsunami? Why there is earthquake? Or why Bill Gates and Steve Jobs is successful and not every IT person in this country? Why I am not? I do not know what you are doing, Bhagavan. I hope you know what you are doing. Basically, Arjuna puts it in his word very respectfully, saying, I want to know you. O Supreme Being, I clearly recognize you are the original being. But I also don't understand what you are engaged into right now. I see all this being going into your mouth and getting crushed. He has also seen, we have seen that all these Kauravas are going into his mouth, as well as all the great kings on both sides. See, anytime we have a vision, which is something closer to our own situation. Anytime we have a dream, dream is always something related to what I was thinking about last probably a week or so. So even when he sees this whole cosmic vision, he focuses on all these Kauravas are going into his mouth, all the kings from the Kauravas, as well as the kings from our side going into his mouth. He said, I don't understand. What are you engaged into it right now? And in response to that, the Bhagavan said, Kalo Asmi. Simple answer. I am time. Lokakshaya Krita Pravriddhaha. I am engaged in destroying this world. When I can see the world from both perspectives. Either I can see it from a constructive perspective or a destructive perspective. In nature, actually, both simultaneously keeps going on. Something gets destroyed, something gets built. I can fix my perspective only on the destruction part and say, why this thing is happening? I can look at the statistics in the newspaper and say, how many people die every day? And say, oh God, billions of people die. I don't know whether millions or billions, but I'm sure there are plenty. Because every several seconds, there's somebody dies in the United States. I read somewhere. If I look and say, God, why do you do this? This many people dying every day. Don't you have better things to do than just killing them? Right now, Arjuna is just seeing this destruction going on. So Bhagavan's answer is also exactly that. Kalaha asmi. I am all devouring time. I was born in 1948. In 2012, I'm an old man, but sometimes in 2000 something, I won't be around. That's given. Lokakshaya krita pravriddhaha. You're seeing me destroying this world as you know. The world as I know right now is actually rushing towards its own destruction. All my friends and relatives and all of them, one after the other, they're all rushing towards their own death. Kalo asmi lokakshaya krita pravriddhaha. From your perspective, Arjuna, I am that all devouring time. Right now, what you are seeing is I'm engaged in destroying these worlds. Lokan samahartum iha pravrittaha ruteyapi twamna bhavishyanti swarve e avasthitaha pratyanikheshi yodaha. And even without you, now coming down very personally to the Arjuna in a Krishna's dialogue, Arjuna said, I don't want to engage in this war. The whole purpose of this divine vision Arjuna wanted to have was all this philosophy you have given me in the argument in the second chapter, in the beginning, that why I should engage in this war, because Bhagavan said, look, whoever takes birth will die. Beginning they unmanifest, they will manifest for a while, they will unmanifest in the end. So you don't worry about it, you do your part. Whatever the little role you are given in this drama, you take part and take credit for it. And you don't worry about who is going to die and who is going to survive. But Arjuna was not clear. So he said, well, let me see this entire vision. Now he sees the entire vision. And then he says, I don't understand, what are you doing? And Bhagavan basically says, don't worry about it. I am time. I'm going to destroy everything in time. Even without you, whether you take part in it or not, even without you, none of the warriors in front of you shall live. Whether you take part in this war or not is immaterial. Their destiny is to die in time. Whenever their time will come, they will die, because I am that all-devouring time. Tasmat uttishta yasho labhasva. All you have to do is take credit for it. Everybody says Bill Clinton was the best president. In his time, we all thrived, and our country has the surplus we never had seen in all these times before, and George Bush came and completely messed it all up. But I'll tell you what, if George Bush was the president at the time when the technology bubble was blowing up, he would have the same credit. He just happened to be at that time a president, you know. And we can blame Obama all we want about 8% or 9% unemployment. But even if Bill Clinton is today, he would have the same problem. Because this thing is driven by these cycles, cosmic cycle, economic cycles, whatever the cycles you want to call it. You just happen to be there, and if you're a smart person, you do your part and take credit. Become that instrument in this giant will of dharma. So therefore Bhagavan said, look, all these people are already killed by me. Without your help also they will get killed. You just saw that every being is rushing towards their death in my mouth. So tasmat therefore uttishta, get up, yasho labhasva, and get the fame that you deserve. Jitva satrun bhungshvarajyam samriddham, get victory over your enemies and enjoy the kingdom. Maya evetai nihitaha purvameva. I have already killed all these people before you decided to start this war. Nimittamatram bhava savyasachin. So you just become the nimittamatram. If somebody gives you credit and say, why don't you become our group's leader and do this petition to such and such? It's not that the guy who is making a petition is the only guy who came up with the idea. We are just giving him a credit. Well, look, we can all go and talk. You become our leader. Go and talk to them. Arjuna, I'm just giving you this opportunity to become the Nimitta Matram, because you deserve it. We always choose a person who has the most best capabilities, the best qualification to become the representative of our group. We try to elect the best person who could be our president by looking at his qualifications. So becoming a Nimitta Matra is also something to be very proud of, that somebody has given us a chance, considering us to be worthy of it. So when Bhagavan said you become Nimitta Matra for something, you should take great pride in it and get up and do it. Swamiji says, in this case it's Arjuna. But in our case also, we get this chance all the time. Bhagavan gives us the ability, capability, and opportunity to do something at our level in this world. And Bhagavan is saying the same thing. Look, I have already done this thing. It will be done whether you take part in it or not, but you have this opportunity. Why don't you take this chance and become Nimitta Matra? Become the instrument in my hand and take the credit and enjoy the credit. Bhagavan said to Arjuna the same thing. These people are killed. You just have to do your part. You had been trained for these wars. You had been trained for stand up for the right causes. Now is the chance. Take your credit and enjoy the fruits. Dronam cha bhismam cha jayadratham cha karnam tatha anyanapi yodhavira maya hatam stvam hi jahimam vyathistha Yudhyashvajetasi Ranesapatna. Nobody gives us this kind of, you know, guarantees before we start anything. Neil, go and do this. You are going to win it. Don't worry about it. I've already taken care of it. Once in a while, somebody does it for us too. Our father comes to him and says, better don't worry about it. I already talked to him. They're going to hire you. Right? So Bhagavan said, look, you are worried about the few of them. Absolutely. Whether you admit it or not. That I can fight all this battle, but how can I fight in front of this great warriors such as Drona, Bhishma, Jayadratha, and Karna? Bhagavan specifically mentions them and says, I have already killed them. Jahima Vyathista, don't get too upset about it. Then I already killed them. You are in a competition and say, I don't know how can the big companies and we have small companies and how can I? Then somebody says, Neil, don't worry about it. We already eliminated them, disqualified them. Oh, okay, but then that's not a problem. We don't get that chance all the time. Once in a while we do. But Bhagavan said, look, I'm telling you that this is your place. This is your job. You had been trained for this. All of us have a place in this life. And that's what we get trained for, whether we like it or not. We are prepared to do this. I was telling last time that I always tell people that I came to the United States to learn Bhagavad Gita. I would have practiced architecture anywhere, right? If I'm practicing, yeah, I could have done in Ahmedabad, Mumbai, anywhere. But I wouldn't have been close to Swami Chinmayananda. That was given. In those thousands of people, me and Swami Chinmayananda, I would have never come close to him. But here it was simple. I could go to Swamiji and Swamiji, can you come to my house? And so Swamiji, when I get a time, I'll come. And he did. That was the opportunity given to me, as far as I'm concerned, to learn Bhagavad Gita. If I'm given an opportunity, but take it, Bhagavan said, and enjoy it. So he said, I have given you this opportunity, Arjuna, to be trained for this cause all your life. And now is the chance for you to do it. And what you're worried about, don't worry about. Dronam cha bhismam cha jayadratham cha karnam tatha anyapi yodhaviran. Even the other great warriors, I already killed them. Maya hatanspam. Jahimam Vyathista, don't worry about them. And last time as we discussed, these four are mentioned in particular because they were invincible from Arjuna's point of view. Drona, he was his teacher. And we all heard the stories about the student becomes too arrogant. They have learned everything from the teacher. Now I can fight him. And teacher said, I have left one trick which I never taught you. Drona is supposed to have some weapons which were nobody can, you know, match. So Drona was invincible. Bhishma, we all know the story. He had this Ichha Mrityu. He only dies if he wants to. If he doesn't want to, nobody can kill him. Jayadratham, his father was doing the tapas. And therefore, he gave him this asirvad that if anybody chops your head off, his head will fall too. So nobody can kill him. And Karna, Surya's son. You know, Surya has given him special. So his kavach and kundal were taken away by Kunti. But he still had these weapons which were given to him. So Arjuna was afraid that no matter how hard he tries, these four he cannot win over. And then there are others who are greater. You know, Bhagavan said, I have taken care of all of them. So I fight and he shall conquer. Enemies in battle. It seemed like unfair advantage to Arjuna here. But basically, we think about it. When we completely have the faith in someone, somewhere, or our own self, and we surrender to the situation, say, I will do my best. Then, as we heard before, the whole world will come together to make you successful. Because you have faith in yourself that what you are doing is right. Not faith in a sense that I am the greatest, but what I am doing is right. my cause is right. What I'm doing is right for the right cause. Oh Lord, help me. And the whole world is now all the powers of the Lord, as he says, I will take care of the things which you can't take care of it. But you go and do it, and it will happen. Mahatma Gandhi, a simple Gujarati guy, could muster enough power to topple off a government because of the same. He has a faith in his cause and a faith in himself. So, with that, we'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.